Welcome to Family Healing with Rose and Dr. Pat. Are you struggling with painful, exhausting family relationships? Those relationships are in the heart of Rose's practice, and she believes they are the key ingredient in the recovery to our well-being. During the show, Rose will teach you how to take ownership and responsibility for your energy that comes to you, as well as what you send out. What if your family is not the one you would have wished for? During this show, Rose and Dr. Pat will help you understand how to set boundaries, get long-deserved relief, achieve peace of mind, and even reconcile. Get ready to explore your possibilities coming from hardship to shining again. Family Healing with Rose starts now.
Thank you so much. This is a great show. And as we said before, this is Family Healing with Rose. Also more than that. You know, what it gets in the way of us truly becoming ourselves. There are things we're going to talk about. There are things we believe. You know, if you're like me, you grow up and you're fantasized by ancient myth or Greece or gods or goddesses or, you know, whatever they are. You know, and as you're a kid, you kind of think they're true. You don't know sometimes till you get older and somebody busts your balloon that Santa Claus might be a myth. Now, I don't believe that for 1 minute, but I wanted to is for sure that today what Rose is going to do is take you on this journey. There are 9 of these that make you give your power away. 9 of them, Rose? Whoa, right?
Yeah. Hello, Dr. Pat. Hello, everybody. First off, let me recap a little bit what we've covered up until now. We've covered how our brain or programs, if you wish, how to test for them, how to adjust our energy. Now, today, I'm going to show you how you give your energy, your power away deliberately. So let's you can only choose your friends. And myth number 2, blaming the parents. It's their fault. They should know better. They should know how to be good a parent. They should know how to be a good parent. Yet they don't teach us parenting at school. So let's discuss these 2 together on 1 example. Let's talk about my family. I chose my mom because she promised me freedom and she gave it to me. I was 15 when I realized how great a freedom I had. My friends were all controlled very closely. All I had to do was ask, "Mom, can I do this? Can I do that?" Now, yes, when my mom, because my mom left her husband, I did blame her for breaking up the family. And also I blame my father for being a bad husband and a bad father. But how could he know differently? How could my mom not leave an abusive marriage? Okay. Well, let's go to that. How could he have known differently? He himself grew up knowing that he was not loved by his dad. In fact, his dad tried to sell him, and he almost succeeded. This happened 8 years ago. So then let's blame the grandfather. The grandfather, I found out later in life, he was left on his own. Orphans or undesired children were just another throat to feed. Over our 100, we know. What do we know? We know what we've experienced ourselves. Now, how we respond years ago, did people know about the free will? Maybe. But did they know everybody around was doing it? Do we know now? Do we stand up now? Each generation's parenting style is about at least 16 our childhood, which is the parenting style of between every generation, 30, 60 years. Here is promises, whatever they've promised before coming here. The question is how this promise was delivered, the human touch. For example, if I want to experience compassion, there are many ways how this can be achieved. 2 extremes. Live in a loving environment and learn to be compassionate because it's nice and you can experience of compassion through the lack of it. The human touch. Considering this, can we, our choice that we made prior to incarnation, and 2, that our parents really knew, even if they were or could have been completely incompetent, I invite people to to believe that.
You know, let me ask you a question here for a minute, because this is such an important thing. I know we've got more that we have to talk about, but this is foundational for me. Later on in life, through some strange occurrence of my stepmom, she kept my mom's letters to my dad before she committed suicide, and my dad had thrown them away. And so when you say they've done the best they can do, it is so very clear to me when I look back at my family, my mom, the whole dynamic, that that is so true. And the best that they could do, when I, what's the right word, Rose? When I got mature enough to understand what you just said at the very bones of what you just said, was I able to put the pieces together that said, I am a better person today because of what I've learned from this journey and from the best that they could do raising me. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean I didn't go through some crazy trials and obstacles, right?
Right.
But we are human skin.
You said it. we are human and we do try our best.
Yeah. Yeah. I so relate to this. Let's go talk about the others, because yeah. I love that you did this first. I mean, we could have talked about a whole bunch of other things first. You know, look, there are certain things we have chosen before we've come into this world for whatever reason that some of us will realize. Let me tell you how serious this is to me. Did you hear me just stutter? I just stuttered. I stuttered most of my teenage years. So when we're talking about something that really hits me smack in the heart and then in the head, you'll hear me go back. Look, I'm still doing it. Aww. But what you're talking about to me is that there is an experience of compassion that can come out of this, right? That's what you're saying to me.
Yes. Yes. And this compassion is incredible. If we allow ourselves to get to this point and to express this compassion to our parents, to our grandparents, and to ourselves, an incredible point of freedom comes to our life. I have no words how to describe it. It has to be lived. It has to be lived. And everything is just different. You'd be surprised how different. You'd be surprised and say, how could I even ever think like that? And there is no going back. Yeah, it's a beautiful point. Okay, let's continue with the next one. Next, myth number three, the word don't. I don't want to be sad. I don't want to be sick. I don't want my boss to yell at me. Okay. The subconscious, small children and animals do not understand the word don't. Instead is, I blank wants to be sad. I XXX want to be sick. Yep. Okay?
Oh, it's such a powerful word, Rose, that Elvis Presley hit song called What? Don't. The song was called Don't. I mean, of course it had to be the king, but that's not my point. My point, it's such a powerful word that hearing him say it 50 times in a song, it was embedded on everybody's heart.
It's a word that we use every day. The logic, the ego understands it perfectly. But behind, there is just blanks. There is a space. That's all. That's all the subconscious hears. Children, same thing. Don't touch that. You know what the child hears? Touch that. And then you're angry at the child that it went on and touched it. Anywho, a solution to this problem is very simple. Change your words and thoughts from I don't want to be sad to I want to be happy. I don't want to be sick to I want to be healthy. That's all we have to do. Next one, myth number four, negative.
I'm cringing already. Did you see me just cringe? It is so important. Go ahead, take it away, Rose.
Is cute.
Go ahead.
It keeps me humble. My mom used to do it. My friends are doing it. My colleagues are doing it. Yeah. No, it is not cute. Yeah. And it doesn't make us humble. It is plain and simple, a bully standing right next to us 24/7. And this is a very good bully, because this bully knows exactly which buttons to push.
Can I ask you a question? Because there's something related to this, but I don't want to put it in the wrong place for you. There's something that I grew up with. My dad was notorious for it. I believe he was responsible for my stepsister's low self-esteem, the most gorgeous, beautiful person on the planet, mm-hmm. and it's called sarcasm. Does that fit into what you're saying here? You know, it's when you joke, like you do like a joke or something, yes, but it's not a joke.
I actually call that it could go as far as and as ugly as passive aggressive.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. You know, in the old days, they used to think that if they are criticize us and if they are constructive, that this is the best and the fastest way to teach us, to help us. But the reality is, yeah, you're right. It does come down kind of like a negative self-talk.
Because we take it in.
Hurtful than useful.
Yeah, because you say it to me. I believe it. Now I'm doing the negative self-talk. Rose, this is so important. And by the way, for everybody tuning in, this show will go right to the top of the hour because we've got a lot to cover here for everybody. And we don't want to leave anything out. Originally, you may know it was probably going to end at the half. It's not. We're going to keep rolling. It's so important. So now, Rose, what you do to help people, let's stay with negative self-talk for a moment, if we could. There is now science on this. You know, Dr. Emoto was, I mean, we have people that have studied the vibrational energy of negative self-talk. We did our own study of the sound waves of words. Like when you say a word and you look at the sound wave, right? You say it the same way. Like when I say negative and then I say positive, when you look at this sound wave later on in the show, you'll see the difference, even though my tonality was the same. But this negative self-talk, tell me, how critical is this? And why do we believe it? Why is this myth, this idea that negative self-talk is cute? We hear it all the time.
Well, we hear it all the time because, well, this is ego's talking. This is ego's talking. And here is the thing. Somehow, whatever is happening around us, we copy it. We take it. If everybody around is doing it, and if it comes from parents or teachers or friends, we don't even question it. We take their words with such respect, with such authority that we just keep doing. There's so many things we do without ever pausing and thinking, why am I doing this? It's not good. Why would I keep doing this to myself? So no, having a bully 24/7 right next to me, it's not a good thing. We need to stop it and stop it now. And whoever is not able to stop it, just do get help. Stop it. Your life will explode into everything to yourself around you. It's going to be incredible. It's like getting on an elevator. This is not a step. This is getting a high-speed elevator going straight up. Yeah.
So Rose, let's keep going because this next one.
Yes.
This one here, this next one you're going to talk about right here. I'm going to let you talk about it. And I want to tell you how significant this is. Go ahead. Okay. Tell us the next one. Number five.
Obligations. It is my obligation to take care of my children. Obligation and pretty much everything we do, say, or think, comes with an energetic charge. Now, obligation is actually sacrifice. And as such, it takes more energy from us than a task actually requires. It is stress and a negative energy buildup. Instead, I take care of my children because I love them, because I want, because I care about them. Now, this is a relief and energy inflow. Our actions are simply coming out of a different place. Negative energy is released. The pressure is released. I want is coming from my heart. And this positive energy supports us. And that's how to deal with obligations. Now, I wish I knew this when I was 20. I know it now. And I have a surprise. You don't owe anything to anyone. You give because you want. And that's all there is. Let's go to number seven. This is an example of how the subconscious is literal. Only I can take care of my children, of my husband, of my ailing parents. Guess what? They will make sure that only you will provide, that you do not get rest, because they want to make you happy. Only
this is
you.
A big one.
Only
big.
You, right? Yeah. Only yeah. You can take care of them. So yeah. They will provide. Instead, I take care of my ailing parents because I love them and because I want. And I accept all the tools, all the services that are available to me in order to support this beautiful task that I'm living.
Can I ask you this, Rose? I mean, yes. It's so tied into the last thing about my obligation that you talked about. I mean, these two right now are, what's the word I want to use, Rose? When you talk about healing family, these two, when you put them together, I do believe right now are a very main perspective and point of why people in families are so stressed out to the brink of breaking down. Because, you know, I don't know who you know, but I know the people I know are trying to meet my obligation. What'd you say? It's my obligation. And the obligations have grown since the past 3 years. So let's be clear about that. And then this next part of it's only me, only I can do it. When you put those two together, it is an absolutely unconscionable and impossible life journey. Right or wrong?
I know. Yes.
Right?
Absolutely right. Mm-hmm. I did it myself.
I know. I know. But this is really part of what you do to help people. We're going to take a short break and we're going to continue because part of what you do, you know, you are Rose of Family Healing. And so what we've been talking about in these shows are the many, many things you've discovered, but these myths, these untruths, these things that we tell ourselves or that others have told us, these beliefs we carry, and we do carry them. You know, these are the areas, these are the ways that you work with people to help them see how these things are showing up in their lives. Because I don't know about you, Rose, but it really took me to work with people to help me see things I couldn't see, right? It's always easier for our friends to tell us, hello, you're in a narcissistic relationship. Really? I am? What makes you say that? We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk with Rose. Remember what we just said. Remember the myth that we just said. We're going to give you a recap so far, but remember these last two. It's my obligation and only I. When we come back, Rose is going to show us where the rubber meets the rose. Rose, what's the best way for people to work with you and find out more about you?
That would be contacting me through my website, familyhealingwithrose.com.
She's Rose. I'm Dr. Pat. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. If you have not had a visit with Rose, please go do it. Familyhealingwithrose.com. What I want to say about this is there's a very, very important reason why I was so eager and excited to have Rose join our network. I do believe that what she does and has been doing for quite some time has now reached a point that I don't think we've seen in a very long time. You know, we went through a couple of rough spots, really disastrous for people in the financial crisis of 09, 8, 9. We went through that. But what we've just gone through here globally and recently, we still don't understand the impact, except for one thing. The impact on the family has been devastated. We did a show this morning and talked about the devastation of addiction and alcohol abuse from the past year. But the question is, what are you willing to do to heal? That's the work of Rose, right? Did I get that right, Rose? I mean, I don't want to misrepresent what you do in the world.
Yes, Dr. Pat, you got it right. You got it right. Allow me to recap what we've covered today. So myth number one, you can't choose your family. You can only choose your friends. Myth number two, blaming the parents for everything. Number three, the word don't. Number four, negative self-talk. Number five, it is my obligation. Number six, only I can take care of my family. Next one, the responsibility of a parent. My mother was supposed to provide. My mother wasn't there. My mother abandoned me. This is a tough one. On the surface, yes. Mom and dad, they have this sacred mission to bring a child in this world and then raise this child. On the surface, yes. But behind the curtains, we don't know until we look there. When I look, this is what I may see. I'm sorry, she just was a bad mother. She made a bad choice. And this was her lesson to learn. Or I may see she was absent, maybe at work, because you wanted to grow up independently. Or she left because she simply knew that she was way over her head and she could not take care of you. Or she had to go on her journey. And it was another woman that was supposed to take care of her place. I remember in the beginning I mentioned how orphans used to be a burden and kicked out on the street. I find it interesting today we have so many blended families where adoptive parents are bringing up not even remotely blood-related children and love them and take care of them, do their best that they can. Is it karma? Maybe. All this to say that unless we look behind the curtains of what's going on, we stop judging and we accept that this is what was. That's it. I know it is hard to hear, but your mother, my mother, doesn't owe us anything. I have my journey, she has hers. So similarly, you have your journey and your mom has hers. No matter what the reason, just let it go. Let it go and start healing. Oh.
When I put this all together, what a beautiful way you've taken us on this journey, Rose. I've done a lot of shows and I've never really seen anybody really bring the compassion and heart to the forefront the way you do when you talk about something that you and I both know can be extremely painful for people. And when I take a look at this, and I just want to go back over them for a minute because they're so important. Each on their own, if we can invite all of you today to think about what Rose just shared. And we're not saying everything, take everything. If you want to really work on these, you're going to have to call Rose because she is the one that can help you. But if you look at some of these, and I think it's like you said, you know, we didn't say that this would be easy to do, but there is something that happens when we do it. Let's talk about what happens, because I know for me, I know what happened when I let go of the blame game, right? I know what happened when the negative self, right? So tell people, if they want to go on this journey, how will their lives change, Rose?
Okay. Maybe the best way is to explain it on the last myth that I have. which is the one, it is impossible to let go. I can't let go. This was my marriage. This was my childhood. I was robbed. I was wronged. I am a victim here. So I cannot let go of this. If I do, it's as if I approved. If I do, it's as if it never happened at all. So what I have to tell to people, Dr. Pat, is that this is what happens if you do not let go. If you do not let go, you will be stuck in this nightmare. You will continue the suffering, the self-inflicted suffering. No joy, no justice for you. Letting go is justice for you. For you, it's justice for you, not for them. Simply accepting, this happened to me, I accept. This is for you. Because like this, you start moving forward and you deserve to move forward and to heal. The healing, the hope for a better life is justice. Forgiving frees us from the perpetual suffering and really opens the door to joy. I call it as a huge kick to that door, because once that door is kicked open, it is really hard to go back. You just do not want to go back. There's no way. You want to smile again. You want to be happy again. You want to enjoy your day. You want to look forward to the morning. You want to open your eyes and say, oh my God, it's the morning. Thank you. Here I come. Every day. And yes, this doesn't mean that the life will become, that the life will become just everything is wonderful, beautiful. There are no problems at all. You never miss a bus. You never drop something. You never spill water. Okay. Or people are not rude to you or whatnot. Okay. Absolutely not. But once we step out of the victimhood and we realize our power and all what we can do, it's wonderful. Every obstacle is just an obstacle to overcome. And that's all there is.
Yeah. When this, let's just take this back to Family Healing with Rose, because it all comes back to your passion, your life's work, and what you've seen. And you've seen it. You've shared this on previous shows, Rose, where you've talked about what the family goes through, you know, what the experiences have. But in the end, when you're talking these untruths with us so that we can understand they're not truth, they're not the truth. And in order for us truth, we really could look at these, start with these nine things. Letting go. Let's talk about letting go for a minute. You know, put their hands over their ears and they don't want to hear it, that I have to let go of everything like all at once. And we are not saying that like a magic wand and just erase it all. Great. And what I say to people, nobody knows your pain better than you know your pain. I'm in touch with that part that you struggle with maybe every minute of the day, maybe every thought of it comes up or the feeling of it comes up. You literally don't know what to do. Because I think this is a great myth, Rose, if I could, where we can take one step at a time,
absolutely.
Right? Yes. What it does literally, it says to people, start here, then go here, then go here. Or maybe there are three things. The hard way, where when I first heard the term, maybe I don't remember exactly when I first heard it, but when I first heard it, like, really, I don't even know where to start. But you're helping people start today, aren't you?
That is correct. We start. And when we start with ourselves. And then next step is going to be the person that hurt you. And you know what? The more it hurts, the more it's a message that it should be addressed, that it needs to be worked on. And the only way is really to work through the pain. And it does sound painful. No, this is not painful. And the deeper you go, you know what you discover on that bit of the pain, you discover the love. You discover the love that you maybe never received because they simply didn't know how to give it to you. Human touch. And I mean, yes, you're right, Dr. Pat. You say these are a few. Yes, these are a few because we only have so much time to speak here, right? But I lived through all of them. Yeah. It's not that recent. I know all of them very well. And for almost 20 years, I was saying, no, what are you talking about? I have to take care of my children. I am the only one. No, it is my obligation. Go sit, Rose, rest. No, I have to do this. I have to do that. So we do. Sometimes it's others tell us. Yes. But most of the time we tell ourselves.
Yeah.
And the thing is that by accepting these myths and by living by them, making them run our lives, we actually deliberately give our power away. Because very simple, if I do something what I want versus if I do something because I'm forced, because I have this obligation, I have this sacrifice, it's very simple. It's one is a drain and the other one brings the strength. So that's all I can say. And these, I'm sorry to say, basic needs, they are very easy to correct. Just this one I do, this one I do, this one I'm guilty, this one I'm guilty. Okay, I'm stopping it. Mm-hmm. And then observe yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm really struck by, I got hit with something and really got struck by it a few minutes ago, and I'll tell you what it is. And it's the reason I really wanted to continue to talk with you about this. All of these lead to something which I believe is, I can't speak for men, but I will tell you that 90% of the women that I work with and that I've been working with for quite some time over the years, they struggle with one very important thing that all of these, I believe, leads to. And it is called self-care. And you can describe self-care in whatever way you want, Rose. You know, for my friend, for Linda's sister, Karen, like, knows how to do it almost, but she knows, I'm not going to be able to do this today. I need to go do this. You see what I'm saying? I need to do the yoga. I'm going to do the yoga, right? I talked to a friend of mine. I'm going to get my hair done. But for most, I don't have time to do it. And they don't say it out loud, Rose, but I don't have time. Or I don't, you can fill in the blank. Once you realize that what you're saying is, because I do believe in all of these nine things, I know how to get off without your help, Rose. But if you can have the awareness, even if I want people to realize they can call you, because incapacity to remember, I mean, I can go on. By the time you get to that, your level of awareness is not at the highest, but now your family and friends see it. This is an act of love to be able to understand this dynamic and then get help to heal it. It's an act of love. It's an act of love for you as the person and then everybody around you. Because once you're healing this, the stuff around you gets healed, right, Rose?
Once you start working on yourself, it just multiplies all around you. It's incredible. And we do have it exactly the other way. We, instead of pausing and taking care of ourselves, we go and give, do for others until it's like you say, we can't anymore. And we drop, we have a burnout, we fall sick, we get sick. Or what is it? When we are tired all the time, I have a blackout right now. Chronic. Wow. what is it called when we are tired all the time?
We're fatigued. We're chronic fatigue. We feel it. And by the time you feel that, Rose, you know what? Your adrenals are already shutting down, right? You know, your metabolism is not working right. Your nerve endings are frazzled, right? Who knows? Your hair is bald, right? But what you just gave us today are signs. See, these are signals and signs that if we heard at least one of these today, let's start with negative self-talk and being cute. Right now for all of you, this is the thought. Negative self-talk, it's not cute. It's not cute. It's never cute. Not physically, not neuroscientifically, not emotionally, not spiritually. Pick that one thing, right? And say, I am now aware, thank you, Rose, I am now aware that my negative self-talk that I did out loud sometimes to my family and my friends when I like put myself down, and I think that is not cute. My cells are absorbing every vibration of that negativity, right, Rose, or not?
That's exactly what it does. And we pass it on to our children and our grandchildren. And then we wonder, what's going on with my children? What's going on with my grandchildren? No, sometimes I'm like, I wish I knew where and when it all this started. Maybe it did start with sarcasm. Yes. No, the best is really to, okay, do I have this? This I have. What can I do about this? I don't know what to do about this. Get help. Get help for yourself. When you help yourself, you help you outright without doing anything directly for them. You're helping your loved ones. You're helping your parents.
Yeah.
Because this all multiplies around, down, up. It's wonderful.
Yeah. I love this because, you know, I know you're going to talk about some more things moving forward. I also want to be very clear for people on two things. The first thing I want to be clear about is there's the use, we like to throw the words codependent around. That is not what we're doing today. That's a whole nother show. We can talk about it. But the message really is here. Truly, a lot of us truly want to help other people. We do. We don't say to ourselves, I've got to help you. I've got to help you. We don't say that. So please don't confuse what we're saying here today. But more importantly, this is about family healing, Rose. Tell us about, in these few minutes, what do you want to leave us with? Maybe you can give us a sneak peek about what's coming.
Well, today I would like to leave you with that all these myths that we discussed, that's all they are. They are myths. They are not truth. And stop giving your power away. Okay. Now, for the next time, I would love to discuss the letting go, continue this discussion, letting go of the suffering, because we had a hard time with that. And a good friend of mine, she once said, they don't give us medals for suffering, Rose. And we also say that a lot ourselves. If I got a penny for this or for that, so if I got a penny for every time I was sad, I would be a millionaire, right? But nobody gives us neither money nor medals for suffering. So I invite people to learn. They don't have to. And to show them that it's okay to let go. And it's important to let go.
It is. And I like this. Great way to end the show. Let's make sure we let people know this, Rose. Letting go in your mind may seem gigantic. Start where you can. Start where you can. Right, Rose?
Yeah.
Start where you can. There's like no right or wrong of letting go. You start where you can.
That's it. Start where you can and then just keep going.
Yeah, then keep going. Yeah. So once you start, that doesn't mean like you stop, because you will feel that new freedom almost instantaneously. Rose, what's the best way for people to get a hold of you and work with you? And thank you so much for today.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. The best way to get hold of me is to contact me through my website, familyhealingwithrose.com, and send me an email. It will be my pleasure to respond and to get in touch with you.
Thank you so much. And for those of you that have missed any part of this, go back and listen. Rose will take you from the top and then ask yourself the question, have I completely embraced this untrue thing? And then you'll know what's important to you to change. Thank you, everybody, for tuning us in. Rose, thank you so much for another fabulous show. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Thank you very much for having me.
You bet.
Thank you, everybody.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. Man, please decide to heal. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining Family Healing with Rose and Dr. Pat. Join live every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Come to unpack how it's possible to bounce back from your hardship and shine again. We don't have to be trapped in the memories of our past. There is another way. We don't have to take whatever life throws at us, even family. Continue to learn how our family history, our story, and society are all intertwined. For more information, please visit familyhealingwithrose.com.